This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. George and his wife visited Romania in 2019, before the pandemic. I visited Georgia 2017 and Azerbaijan many times, 17, 18, 19. This is an area of the world that is not taught in American schools in the 20th century. I hope it's taught today. But it's critical to understand the vulnerability we can now see from Ukraine going forward. NATO has declared Moscow and Beijing the adversaries. We're about to see a new prime minister in the United Kingdom declare China as dangerous as Russia. So we're looking at a vast landscape in which the bulk of Eurasia is now threatened by very large military in China and a very predatory thinking in Moscow. So we go to Romania. You were especially interested in visiting Constanta, a port city in Romania. Why so, George?
Because because it is located at the mouth of the Danube River, which is a great waterway in Europe, but also because there's a U.S. naval base there that had been quietly built up, and it has significant vessels. And to the extent that there's going to be any battle in the Black Sea, Constanta is going to be the place it's fought.
Constanta is part of the puzzle, however. And I've reflected to George reading about Yalta recently. I saw Churchill, FDR, and Stalin cutting up the map of Europe and Churchill vouchsafing giving Romania and Bulgaria to the dictators, to Stalin, which suggests, of course, that a certain strong-minded authoritarian, not quite a dictator in Kremlin, might be looking at Romania and Bulgaria and the Black Sea Basin again, once and if Ukraine falls to the aggressor. So, George, is it realistic of me? Do I practice realism to look at Bucharest, to look at Moldova, certainly to look at the Black Sea Basin and say that's on the target list, depending upon Moscow's whim?
It wasn't. It is now. It wasn't initially because the Russians believed they would have a rapid envelopment of Ukrainian forces and crush them, and that'd be a land operation. Now they're fighting very hard. They're trying to get to Odessa, meaning resistance. They have to flank the battlefield, and that's by sea. The Black Sea is, of course, the place to go. Now a Russian warship, a very important one, the Moskva, was sunk by the Ukrainians. So coming into the Black Sea now has to be a substantial effort. In the Black Sea is part of the small part of the U.S. Navy, but a part. But the problem of the Black Sea is the Bosphorus. It has no exit to other waterways except through the Bosphorus, held by Turkey under treaty, the Montrose Treaty, that limits passage of ships through that area. So it's sort of a lake where anybody who's sitting there is very vulnerable to air attack, missile attack, or something like that. So it's a critical area and a very dangerous area to fight in.
After 1945, it was a Russian lake, a.k.a. Soviet lake. And you've convinced me it might be right now the presumption of Moscow that it is our lake to seal our border to the south. In other words, a water buffer in addition to the land buffer. Other countries in the region, the Western Balkans, for example, or Hungary or Slovakia, are they thinking that the Russians will flank in Romania? Are they preparing, George?
Well, the Russians may prepare, but the Russians are also remembering the sinking of the Moskva, which I mentioned. They put a major ship there, and it was sunk. They understand that it's a dangerous place to be. They also understand that they have to deal with the Turks, that getting out into the Mediterranean, coming in from the Mediterranean, both for the Americans and the Russians, depends on the Turkish willingness to cooperate. So it is both critical to the battle in Ukraine and a dangerous waterway and a very difficult one to enter.
Let's speak of the whole area, George, because you've got me thinking, what is the next target? Let's talk about South Caucasus, Georgia in particular. I visited in 17 and I met a U.S. Army officer training somewhere. He pointed north. And I thought, why? This is 2017, peace and prosperity. We're never going to have another war. So I was foolish like the EU for decades, but then again, I wasn't leading a nation. So right now, is the U.S. making Georgia a hard target? Is the U.S. making Romania a hard target? That would discourage the adventurism in Moscow, at least for a season.
The South Caucasus are critical to the Russians. They are the entry point, which the Turks, for example, have entered many times. The war in Georgia was the Russians' claim in response to American special forces moving into the northern parts. So this is an area that really matters to the Russians. They have two major countries. There are Armenia and Azerbaijan that they deal with. None of them are fully under their control. They had a war. Russia responded by sending in peacekeepers, 10,000 apparently. They thought that they would dominate the area. The South Caucasus slips out of your hands all the time. Nobody dominates the South Caucasus in the end.
Right. That is history here. Back to Romania, just a moment, because you know I speak with your colleague in Bucharest. I learned that they've distributed iodine pills in Romania, and they've given some to their neighbor in Moldova. I also hear there are iodine pills being distributed in Ukraine. The Zaporizhia complex, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, is this intentional leverage by the Kremlin? Is this their nuclear weapons program tricked up as a failing power center?
Well, depending on the winds, Russia could get a dose of it as well. So I think it is simply something they had to pass through on the way to try to dominate the country. I think they think about it in various ways. You know, an accident would contaminate this country or that. But remember, radiation travels, and radioactive materials can go into Russia just as easily the other way. So I would think that the Russians are not that reckless.
Radiation from Zaporizhia, presuming the Russians are the war criminals who make it possible. Is that an attack on NATO if that spreads to NATO countries, George? We have 30 seconds.
Well, of course, it's a dangerous thing to NATO. It's a dangerous thing to all areas around them. It will not be treated as an atomic attack, but it's dangerous. At the same time, again, I'll say it could be dangerous to the Russians, too.
George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, observing the world from the point of view of the Black Sea Basin, now at risk. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.